Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you morning questions. Before I get into today's question, I want to explain a little bit about what I'm offering here. I love questions, this inquiry practice. You're doing it anyway, all the time, by the way. We are asking ourselves questions and as a way to get underneath the hood, to kind of interrupt belief systems and stories. We ask ourselves questions. And so what I'm doing here in these short snippets is just to make you aware of some of the questions that you may be asking yourself by offering you some of the questions I'm asking myself. And these questions don't need to be done in a formal way. It's almost like these questions are little seeds. They're seeds that you put in your pocket or that you put in the dirt. That's probably a better place to put a seed. But you put the seed in the dirt and you just allow the seed to start to grow, to sprout. You nurture the seed. Every once in a while, you take a look at it and see what's going on. That's all we're doing here with the inquiry practice. We're interrupting stories and belief systems to get underneath what may be holding us back, what may be shutting us down. And what happens when you start to ask yourself questions, and it could be just one a day or one a week, actually, it doesn't matter, is that you start to organize beneath the conscious thinking mind, and answers will start to sprout. You will start to get some information from your subconscious. You will start to hear things in a different way. So there it is. Today's question, today's inquiry is, what are you sorting out? And I have asked myself that question. What am I sorting out right now? And it's a way of, in some ways, giving yourself a little breathing space. You know, we're figuring this thing out called life. We are working it out. And I applied this to my daughter, my younger daughter, a few months ago. I was like, you know what? She's 26 years old. She's just sorting it out. Like, give her some space. Give her some breathing room. And we could apply that to ourselves. We can give ourselves a little bit of breathing room to organize. It's like pieces of the puzzle. We're just organizing the pieces, figuring out which goes here, what goes there. And so for me, when I think about what I'm sorting out right now, two things come to mind. One is where I and we, my husband and I, want to live. We're sorting it out. We don't know where we want to land. So we're choosing not to land anywhere. Right now, we're choosing to drive across the country. We're choosing to explore different places and meet different people and just see the world in a different way. We know that we're sorting it out. And at some point, this isn't going to go on forever. At some point, we're going to say, hey, let's land here for 6 months, a year. Let's rent here or let's buy here. We're trusting that we're going to know when we know. And so we're sorting that out. And it's kind of a big biggie because we are currently just going place to place. But we're not lost and we're not searching. We're just sorting it out. And another thing that we're sorting out is how to build this new business of ours. We've been working at this business with Amari Global for 2 years. It's a super exciting business in mental fitness. And it's disruptive, and there's opportunity, incredible opportunity. And we're using this neutral business model of network marketing. It's a neutral business model, and we're applying all that we have learned as entrepreneurs onto this business model to do it in a new way with this Game B reorientation. And Game B is simply this mindset or this orientation of moving in the world where with a mindset that supports the flourishment of all humans, right? Where we all flourish and where the planet thrives. And so how do we do business in the world? How do we work together? How do we prosper and support each other in a way where we all thrive? It's a different business model than a top-down, than a traditional business. So we are sorting this out with ourselves and with others, with our partners. And it is extraordinarily exciting. There is so much growth. Oh my gosh, I've been pulled apart, ripped apart in ways that I haven't in a long, long time, but it is incredibly rewarding. Not only rewarding because we know that we are really supporting others in awakening their potential, but we're also doing that for ourselves. So there's a huge sorting out process. And if we can remember that and just give ourselves that breathing space, you know, we alleviate this need to be right, to be like anybody else. So what are you sorting out? What are you sorting out? What is the first thing that comes to mind? Write it down, remember it, and then allow yourself to also recognize other things that you're sorting out. You could be sorting out something in a relationship. You could be sorting out something in your health right now. Sorting out a new routine. Trying to, you know, play with different pieces of the puzzle. What are you sorting out? I love these inquiries. And I love this, you know, using these inquiries for this platform, because I don't want to tell you what to do, right? That doesn't work. I don't want to just offer you, you know, three steps to do this or that. I want to walk with you together, you know, and play together in this expanding, evolution, evolving journey that we're all on together. So I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know. Reach out to me. Email me. Don't be afraid. I'm just another human on the other side of an email, and I answer all my emails. So I'd love to engage with you. Reach out to me on social media. Please be sure to check out the show notes. If you're interested in what I'm doing here with Amari Global, it is a super exciting opportunity to play in a whole different game, in a whole different arena with me and others. And so you can check out my Team Flow page on my website. There's a link in the show notes, and let's explore that together. Otherwise, there's tons of great information and different places to grab hold of some of my content. So until next time, keep playing with these inquiries. Keep sorting it out. Don't forget, we are all sorting it out. Those people around you that piss you off, well, you know what? They're sorting it out too. So keep that in mind. All right, until next time, be well.